Welcome to the motherfucking Soulcast. Today's interview is an interview I did on the Radical Underground podcast last week or the week before. It's by far the most in-depth interview I've ever done about my music and about my politics and the intersection and influences between both. Obviously, I've done a ton of interviews through the course of my career, but never have I really sat, you know, and done like an hour and a half just talking about my music and what went into this album, Let Them Eat Sand. And, you know, I'm super psyched that that interview happened with Radical Underground. Radical Underground is a new podcast project that popped up last year. And, you know, they're anarchists. One is in Jakarta, the other is in New York. And they basically just look at music all over the world and highlight revolutionary, radical, and anarchist music from all over the world, different genres. And so they're kind of creating a really cool and unique platform for radical musicians. And what was cool about this interview is we didn't just talk about politics. We talked about sort of the process of making the music and what that was like. So check out the interview. If you dig this interview and what these motherfuckers are doing, by all means, subscribe to Radical Underground. Check them out on SoundCloud. Listen to them on the Channel Zero Podcast Network. And if I sound fucked up right now, it's because I just had like some fucked up dental surgery. Got a gauze in my mouth, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? This is fucking America, 2018, you know, no fucking rest, no rest for the wicked. This right in the background, this is some new shit. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you'll hear it this month on Patreon as a song of the month. It's called Shipwreckers 2. I've already begun working on my follow-up to Let Them Eat Sand. If you like this podcast, if you like this project, you want to support my work, go to soul.bandcamp.com, grab the new album, Let Them Eat Sand, that we're talking about on here. Or if you want to hear what I'm working on now and where things are going, by all means, hit up that Patreon, patreon.com/soulone, become a subscriber, a monthly sustainer. You know, if you listen to this podcast, you know it's like a regular. And it's a regular because it's not something I can dedicate a ton of time to. So the more people support it, the more time I can spend on it. So I won't blab anymore. Get into this interview and see what happens.
Oh, All right. Welcome back to another episode of Radical Underground, where we connect radical politics, underground music. And this time around, we got the one, the only MC Soul, Young Soul or Big Soul. I think a lot of people online know him from the Soulcast podcast, but he's also been a rapper for a hot minute, you know, and he's coming out with an album called Let Them Eat Sand. We had a great conversation with him about the album itself, and then just a fascinating conversation on Guy Debord and late capitalist apocalypse that is inching closer and closer, and in some cases is already here.
We really dig the album and the message, of course, so glad to have you on.
You know, hug cops, vote in socialists, you know.
Bernie 2020, right?
Bernie 2020, 24, 20, 28, God, Bernie forever. You know, freeze Bernie's fucking brain.
Don't sit there and tell me you got a plan. You're gonna fucking save the world, and you know some shit that nobody else figured out, you know? That talk is cheap. Talk is cheaper than a motherfucker. So on the real, don't talk. Show me. Show us. Otherwise, you ain't saying shit.
Like I said, we really like the album, Let Them Eat Sand. You have a reference in one of the tracks to that, where you said, "Hope my grandkids don't have to eat sand." So why did you decide to use that as the title?
It's just something I applied at the end, and it came from that line. And I just thought about it, and as an anarchist or whatever, I'm always thinking about struggles against corporations, against the state. But, you know, I don't think we're really thinking about the big picture, like as human beings, as humanity, like we're in the Anthropocene, and the Earth is literally being destroyed. And, you know, climate change isn't, you know, it's not some theoretical thing that's happening in the future. It's happening right now, and it's like happening at a pace that is fucking staggering. And, you know, I've done all this research about like what's the United States going to look like in the most humble predictions of climate change and global warming. And in that, it's like 10 feet of sea level minimum by 2100. And that means whole bunch of cities all over the world, from Bangladesh to Miami, will just disappear. And then, you know, but nobody thinks about, well, what happens to the breadbasket? What happens to the Midwest? Literally everything along that line becomes a fucking desert. It becomes unfarmable land. So as someone who just had a kid, that's sort of the backdrop of my album, is thinking like, shit, what does it mean to have a kid under Donald Trump? You know, I feel like that's literally what he's telling the world. Fuck the climate talks. Global warming's fake. You know, you motherfuckers can eat sand. Fuck you all. Fuck the world.
Hoping our grandkids won't have to eat sand. Get home and open the windows and breathe the clothes. Play the breath of my mask as in my subject. Learn to down the problem with me, but nothing I do matters. At best, I alleviate some suffering. Or give them a little bit back. Every moment I go undeflated, every moment I go back. Every night I go undeflated, every moment I go back. Common sense, don't fail. Sugar a little late for my tea. Stand in rebellion for lords and positions with fleece. All my advice is bad, depending on where you stand, how fast you can run, and how hard you can punch. New dark ages, new dark burning pages in my notebook. Dead friends calling out for revenge. The living ones buried beneath the rubble of 2100 AD. Fuck your degree. Over here it's 105 and only May. Place damn towels all around the world that's burning. I've been grinding since before mold made us mad. Modem screaming out from the void of my youth. Early 90s babies, not a millennial, far from a boomer. Catch me in the middle with sirens blaring. Cover my face to the authorities or match my speech to action. Knee deep in the sink, I won't go down with the ship, but I'll help you roll for as long as I can. And no one's a martyr, barely my own. refusing to die, my favorite pastime. I try to explain what's wrong, but our language is flawed. From a stone tablet to Oxford, to 72 characters or less. I digress.
And you know, and it's also inspired by this book called Desert. Says it's by Anonymous, but it's a book basically sort of criticizing green activism, and it's saying, look, we know that global warming is a done deal. It's going to happen. It's a foregone conclusion. It's just a matter of how bad is it going to be. And so their book is basically like, you know, on some build the commune shit, you know, flowers still grow in the desert. The desert isn't all death, you know? And so there's possibilities there in this concept of the desert to build new ways of being, new ways of having community, not on some Mad Max shit. You know, we're taught that when civilization collapses, that we're all going to kill each other and be fighting over the scraps. And I don't think that has to happen. I mean, we can look to Rojava, we can look to Hurricane Katrina, we can look to disaster relief, and we can use those models as we're moving into the future to prefigure what we want our world to look like and imagine how we will survive in the desert that they are leaving for us.
When I was listening to your album, I was thinking about the situation in Cape Town and the Western Cape region in South Africa. And I don't know if you've been following the news, but Cape Town's projected to basically run out of water by, I think, April 20th. People have been forced to ration water, so they have to go to these municipal pumps, and they're only allowed like 50 liters of water per family. So yeah, that's the kind of nightmare scenario that's already happening in parts of the world, and especially in a city as large as Cape Town with just a massive inequality. You can definitely see this kind of apocalypse taking place.
First of all, that's crazy about Cape Town. Like, it's hard to believe that's real. And I've been taking all these permaculture classes, and one of the things that, like, the water specialist who moved away from Denver, like this guy who just studied water and like how water works. And there's this thing called the Ogallala Aquifer, which goes all the way from like Kansas and the whole breadbasket. It feeds all the soy, all the wheat, everything we eat in the United States. And it goes all the way up here. And that was the body of water that they were blockading at Standing Rock. When this thing leaks, it leaks into the Ogallala Aquifer, and that aquifer feeds everyone in the United States. And that has been depleted at a crazy pace. And again, it's one of these things where in 15 years, that thing's going to be fucking dead. You know, so what happens to the Colorado River? You know, what happens to soy and wheat?
Yeah.
All this corn, all this shit we eat. It's like, man. And meanwhile, and it's crazy because no one's talking about it. Like, I'm here in Denver, 10,000 people move here every fucking month. And it's like, yo, don't buy a house here. This place is going to be fucking sand in 30 years. Like, what are you thinking? It's crazy. Capitalism. Yeah. It's definitely not brilliant. Doing this for Papagaya, motherfuckers living in Colorado, put them LA styling on a pile of motherfuckers, thinking they rap for their $1 million short. Me, I'm neither railing against the ether, cause it eats me if I don't watch what I eat. Cops can watch me all they want. My philosophy is on my sleeve, and the middle finger rests inside. Never had no time, never in my prime. If I was, I'd quit. Lost my relevance, but what's relevant? In the sea of slime, in the street can teach you how to climb. God can teach you how to kneel. Me'll teach you how to make a meal. Shit, you grow, what you wanna know? How to write a book, I'm learning that. How to have a happy marriage, about the only thing I've done right. Might avoid fist fights, but I'll never run. Real enemies, the thing I can't see or touch. Banks are made of marble, CEOs are getting fatter. Universe is moving away from us, Earth is getting flatter. All ships don't rise, all balls don't bounce. What a joke, only a machine quantifies work. Knock it out the back, integrity half intact. Let's be real, if I don't compromise my values, I'd have to kill myself. Cause none of this shit adds up to anything but cognitive dissonance. Hypocrisy's the only way to live when the world is upside down. People you might want to fall, they'll slide down, down below the underground. Found me bleeding dead, white men before white was a thing one had to kill. But another day for that, never a day to be real. If you wanna get ahead, ask senses of the world unite. Find a flight to the moon, on the moon. You belong there, with the constant at the top, they ain't gon' share. Remember Kronstadt. Get centralized power, the enemy of all those who build it. Anyway, when the revolution comes, no one's up against the wall. If you fuck with us, you will have to meet your maker, though. Fake, recognize, fake, or real, recognize nothing.
one thing that this sort of shows, seeing how quickly things are developing, is just the fact that there's no reform possible. You know, there's no way to, like, have energy-efficient capitalism and fix it that way. The only way to change this, really, would be a revolution.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any idea how. I mean, it, like, you know, Bill McKibben has that fucking company or whatever. It's called 350, and we're at, like, you know, 420 right now. So, like, even if we had a revolution, I mean, we'd have to, like, literally just stop everything right now. And, you know, that would result in catastrophe. That would result in mass die-offs of human life and starvation. And, you know, it just seems like we've missed our window to do that slowly. As Ursula Le Guin said, you know, tough times are coming.
That's for sure. I guess I do have some hope for humanity, though, at least part of it. Hopefully some people will be able to get their acts together. It's going to take a lot of work, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't see it as hopeless. I mean, the album may sound hopeless, but it's really not. I may be hopeless about this political moment that we're in, but, you know, motherfucking humans survived ice ages and shit.
Well, I mean, also, as much as your album and the production, like, sounds kind of like abrasive and you distort your voices at some point, there's a lot of the lines that are really inspirational. There's still things that we can look forward to. Like, I mean, the song All Your Bases, the hook goes like, all your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust, all your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong to us. You know, we don't need answers, we don't need your votes, we don't need your false solutions and your false hope. So it's not entirely hopeless.
We're here on our own. That's the way we set things up. We have to find our own answers, our own way out of the wilderness. Not a nice little sunny path all laid out in front of us in advance.
That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to find my way.
No, it's not going to get better until you see what the problem is. And the problem is, you're screwed up. Heart and mind. You, not the fate of the universe. You.
We ain't afraid of the rain, we ain't afraid of the gas. Fear the illiterate mass, holding on by a thread you think it can last. Romans thought the same, China built a wall, Berlin tore one down, we're still all screwed. This one's for the aliens, watching from the sky. Now will be a good time to come down and show us some goodwill, cause it's going down. Every wall is coming down before we die. And if not, it's gonna be a bloody century. Last night I dunked the power sit. We were talking at a table about the 99%, and I started crying as I told him about his influence on my life in the world he never got to see. Woke up tears were drying on my cheeks in a picture to be born into life. Now I'm crying again. How sick is the world? My father is dead. My wife is my home. This year was nothing but stress. But I gotta let go, cause everything I hold onto might be the thing that sinks me. Hard to live and let live when the system wanna crush me. We don't need your answers, we don't need your votes. We don't need your false solutions and your false hope. All your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust. All your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong to us. We don't need your votes. We don't need your false solutions and your false hope. All your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust. All your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong to us. They say depression is a curse from the past, anxiety's a curse from the future. I ain't got nothing but some fruit trees in a whole lot of men. They can't stop a beating heart even when it's lost. Everybody wanna be a boss, nobody gotta be a boss. Snipers on the roof, robots on the street, cops spying on the phone while I'm snitching on myself. My people maybe got this infrared on my forehead. Mr. Officer, put your guns down, can't you see? Just another knife in the back of the working class. They say the working man is dead. I'm a never working man, toiling in the sun that gets hotter every day. In the street, I don't miss you, but I wish you could be nicer to my homies. But you're broken, so I start a label. But it sucks and it's rough to explain that nobody gives a fuck unless you're filling in the blanks, shooting blanks. Mr. Rapper of the minute, can't you see? We at war, it's okay, some were born in war, but it's fake. Everyone you leave behind can't taste the cheap champagne running dry. Fuck rap, it's real. Watch the herbs stand still. When we start the revolution, all they'll probably do is squeal. We don't need your answers, we don't need your votes. We don't need your false solutions and your false hope. All your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust. All your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong.
whoever has the best ideas laying around, like, we need to popularize these ideas so that, you know, as we move into the future, these are the ideas that will occur to people, not like, oh, let's imitate Genghis Khan and form, you know, white supremacist militias that go around, you know, raping and pillaging. Let's look at Rojava. Let's look at Common Grounds and Hurricane Katrina. Let's look at these other models. We don't get just to vote Bernie and then never have to think about anything ever again.
To break off from the album discussion for a second, how do you feel about the direction that Channel Zero has been moving in and getting all these podcasts together?
I literally pinch myself, to be perfectly honest. I pinch myself that I'm, like, involved in a project where I'm, like, working with, you know, Stimulator and Crime Think and, you know, and we're just growing this thing every day. I'm like, really? Like, holy shit, this is fucking amazing. This shit played a huge role in radicalizing me. And so I understand the power of media, and I'm just, you know, I'm just a fan of what these folks do. And so to be working with them is on a project like this is just fucking awesome. I mean, I love being a part of this. I love being able to, like, talk with other media makers who are doing shit. And I love, like, creating, you know, co-creating this sort of ecosystem where I find, like, what I'm doing kind of being shaped by the people around me. And it's sort of like a forest where, you know, you have, like, abolitionists making this kind of podcast. You have Crime Think doing news things. You have, you know, folks like y'all and Rebel Beat promoting radical music. Just knowing that that exists in the world just blows my fucking mind, because I remember, you know, most of my career, I've had, like, Pitchfork journalists or Rolling Stone journalists or hipster bloggers, not even, like, big ones, just shitty fucking college grad writing degree motherfuckers telling me that music is music and I shouldn't be singing about the things that I'm singing about. I should just talk about, like, my emotions and make love songs. And, you know, like, the capitalism and the capitalist press, like, rewards shallow shit. And cool stuff sneaks through, but in general, you know, the powers that be, like the old school blogosphere, the magazines, you know, after a while, magazines would be like, oh, we've written about you too many times. We're not going to write about you anymore until you start placing ads, kind of shit. And so, like, I'm happy that all that shit is dead. I'm happy that the blogosphere is dead. I'm happy that magazines that don't give a fuck about politics are no longer, like, the gatekeepers of what's cool. And now, out of that, you know, you have the podcast, which is now, to me, like, the dominant or the best form of, like, new media, and it's going to continue to evolve. And so the fact that there are podcasts dedicated to hunting down and promoting radical music, and now there's a platform specifically for that, and that has never existed before. Like, I tip my hat to the work that y'all are doing, and Stimulator, and Rebel Beat. I just think it's fucking amazing. I would experience it firsthand when I would go on tour. Half of the new people who would come up to me would discover my music through submedia. You know, they weren't discovering me through these shitty blogs that no one reads. They were discovering me through radical media. Not a journalist, I write this from the trenches. Penchant for the underdog, I've walked away from orbit. Things that look belong to, it's nothing. Associations crumble under the weight of the public. Past shrink, under closing constellations. Ask me if it's fair, am I a hypocrite? Not wanting to stop, possibly so. Show me some in the wisdom, I'll show you some in the wisdom. Doing shit with mentioning. Ode to the code breakers, I take no oaths. No one owes me, yeah. And even if they put me in shackles, I'll still be dragging my feet. Working hella slow, cause it ain't shit. No, I don't join collectives. No matter what you learned at Occupy, there really, really is consensus. And the beauty of that, I don't need you to agree with me. Simple shit, I'll build a table, you build a chair, now let's eat. If you try to take from my plate, you might need a knife. Life is like hummus and mean. The quality of tahini is more important than the beans. Life is like running from the cops. Sometimes you stop and let off a few shots. Life is like addicted to drugs. When you need them to be sane, being sober's fucked up enough. You feel me? And you ain't self-medicating, homie. You just partying. And I ain't the partying type. Not the build the party type. I don't watch comedies. Only the darkest one. Human life, and people ask me why I'm not more famous. Can't you hear what I'm saying? This is for no one. I'm on the rock.
escape economy. I'm not a journalist, I make the news. And if I don't like what I see on TV, I break the news. Put me in the box, I'll be breaking loose. And if you try to hang me, best believe I'll break the news. Who am I kidding? I'ma die like a dog under the meter of a rat. But you gotta catch me first. I spit, I curse, I got the nerve to serve the words of a herd. And your motherfucker still ain't hearing me yet. You ain't heard rapping till you've heard someone banging P.E. from the rim of the nuclear crater. And you ain't heard brand political rap until New York and Cali both are underwater. And that's word to the mother from America's tallest cities. I screamed, I'm going nowhere even when it's gone. Stuck in the shell of a world we've outgrown. Shouts to Walter Benjamin once again like never before. It's on the calm after the storm. After the laughter comes the new normal. The infernal forms are swarming the master of arms. These are not opinions, these are facts. All the news ain't fit to print. All crews ain't fit to stand. I wouldn't trust you to watch a tea kettle boil. Foe, breaking your back, pretending to carry the weight of the world. When you grief and never learn how to sew. I'm running out of breath, out of time, out of fucks to give. Which is fine, I'm not a politician, I want you to learn. Only way to do it, neither teaching a student. I'm not a journalist. Epic poems are the opposite of news. The opposite of a 20-second clip designed to evoke an emotion. Keep it cheap, I'll keep it deep. Don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of TV. And you are what you eat. For some swallowing bitter pills as I deal. I'd rather keep it on an even keel. Refusing to heal. Fire makes the blade and can't destroy the steel. I don't gotta make a moon, I had to make a deal. You can try to blow me down, but what's wind to a sail?
To just be a part of a fucking worldwide English-based community radio station just putting out anarchist media, you know, as a theory nerd, as someone who would used to just sit there and watch David Graeber lectures or Howard Zinn, whatever, on YouTube, like, I'm pumped to be part of something that is producing stuff like that, that's, you know, educating people. And one last thing that I'll say is that I saw some tweet a while ago, and they were talking about how for the atomized and alienated proletarian who cannot afford college and is spending most of their time like commuting and driving to and from work or whatever, the podcast has become the number one medium for education and for spreading revolutionary ideas. And I believe that, you know, again, to just be a part of something that takes that seriously is just amazing. So I'm pumped.
Hell yeah. We've really appreciated being a part of this too. And yeah, I mean, there's just so many possibilities with anarchist podcasts. Like Resonance Audio Distro is so fucking cool what they do. Like a lot of people don't really have the time or energy to sit down and read Arm Joy by Bonanno, but they could just put on an episode of Resonance Audio and listen to that in like an hour.
We used Resonance Audio's reading of The Invisible Committee to our friends for our To Our Friends reading group that we did like 3 or 4 years ago. You know, I didn't know who was doing it, you know, and to be working with them now is like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I love that show. But yeah, there are a lot of shows that I like only started really listening to once we became a part of it. Like Rust Belt Abolition is another really great one. We really like what you do with the Soulcast. I've learned a lot, like, about permaculture. I didn't know much about that until I started listening to your show.
It's so funny sneaking the gardening shit in there, because people love that shit. But I'm like, oh, I don't want to be one of these hippie motherfuckers. I can still take a hit, you know, just because I like flowers and shit. Don't get it twisted. But yeah, permaculture's cool. I mean, that shit's fucking fascinating. Like, the idea of all these ancient vegetables that, like, you know, people ate hundreds or thousands of years ago that have fallen out of our diet that you don't have to replant every year. It's like, fuck yeah, I'm down to eat some weird-ass shit.
Well, you know what's funny is that a lot of, like, the hippie types have, like, quote-unquote rediscovered permaculture, but people in Java, people in Borneo and Sulawesi, this is how they've been growing food forever. They have rice paddies, and then they plant vegetables, and it's just, like, everything is in circulation with one another.
Right, yeah, the most famous permaculture guilds that people use in the States are derived from Native Americans.
Broken lives everywhere, dead bodies on the beach, and y'all don't care. Yeah, all you do is share everything but the burden, it's clear. No snow till June, no hope till doom. Tell Elon Musk he can have Mars or the moon or the world, even if it looks like doom. Ain't life a motherfucker if you stand tall, standing on a pile of other motherfuckers who came before. And trust will inherit the dust on a pan oceanic tour. This cause unto those who disagree with the time, you will see we were right. It's already too late, don't trip, we're going down with the shit tonight. This is Anthropocene Hop with the Michael C. Hop. Nobody wanna be the boss no more. To the boss goes the flies, into the world goes the fire. It's terrifying to be alive. Madness reigns these times, so I'm happy to be alive. Right now, I was built for this. Haymarket martyrs were killed for this. Ludlow mothers were blown to bits. While on the Iron Throne, the devil sits. In my skull is dead poets. Hopes and dreams of four decades. The conspiracy of gravity and time. And all the disasters that humans have made. I figured I'd be rich by now. Some figured I'd quit by now. All my critics eating shit right now. More freedom than the law allows. Look out, the sky is falling. Whoops, it's on your head. The air is thick with blood, and the blood is thick with lead. I can't sleep since the news. We're soon to be ruled by a giant peach. Motherfucker, I've been woke, so woke I can barely sleep. To the victor goes the spoils. To the victim goes the tears. And for the rest of us, the next 4 years.
Just wanna know what's really true, and take a breath when I can before they take that too. before they take that too. Before they take that too. We got the underground, the real underground. Nothing stays buried for long. A slow death is your perfect song. Dark times we've entered, but we won't stay. They wanna buy us, but we won't play. Trying to wipe us away, but there's nowhere left to go. So watch us flame.
The Channel Zero Network, we give no preferential treatment to liberals or conservatives. They all remain duct-taped in the basement until their respective ransoms are paid in full. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain with the Final Straw radio show on the Channel Zero Network. Channel Zero Network, because every countdown ends at zero.
You talked a couple times on, I think, two different tracks about revenge. You're saying, like, dead friends call out for revenge.
I'm thinking of my friend Martin Worth, who was a dude who was radicalized through Occupy, and then he got involved with foreclosure resistance and realized, like, how fraudulent the bank title loan system was. And so he decided, I'm going to stop paying my home loan, and I'm going to take these motherfuckers to court and prove that they can't even prove where my title is. And so possession is the law, and this is my house, and I'm not paying another penny to these fucking thieves. And so he was evicted from his home. And then a few months later, he decided to go back in and reoccupy it. And from there, I don't know what happened, but I know that he died in a shootout in Colorado with the police, killing one cop, putting two others in the hospital. That's one example. But other examples are through Occupy and through, like, street organizing. I've just met so many. I've never known so many people who fucking died. I can think of this homeless woman who died. You know, her heart, you know, went bad. And I have another friend who also did foreclosure resistance, and he just his name is Steve Bailey, and he just took his own life recently. And like, you know, what calls out for revenge is, like, the sadness in our society, that the alienation, the fact that this guy Martin, that he died alone, that we live in such a way that, like, people just fall off our radar. And when I say it calls for revenge, I mean it calls for, like, the system, this whole world, to be turned upside down.
Yelling at the best, meet me at my worst. Justice or revenge, I can't tell the diff. I'm here on my own, been here for a minute. Minutes turned to hours, hours turned to sediment. Under iron sand, molten plastic, I scream. But y'all don't hear me though, with numb fingertips. You don't feel me though, fuck about it with this pseudo commentary. Educate yourself, taking selfies on a riot line. Don't make you revolutionary, but that's closer than most of these letter writing, espresso sipping, master's degree, got you in debt. Wondering why you can't fight, working all the time, stressing and cursing the boss. I obey my gut, especially when it rumbles with broken bootstraps in a fair world.
the world as if the world's a thing to save, and human beings aren't a plague. If they shake us off, let the other 99% of life forms play. Me, I'm not anti-civ, but with them I mostly agree. Except I don't want every human to starve. To paraphrase, made 1968 graffiti. You might not die hungry, but you will die bored. Shouts to God the Bard. I know I said his name wrong to make that shit rhyme. Rest in power, Geek the Poor. You're the reason I still rhyme. That Iraq war, journalists attacked me. Told me I should stick to art as if art lives in a vacuum. Put the megaphone down, I've heard it all before. You can't speak truth to power because power doesn't care. Gotta make them feel that. Pretty soon they're gonna know that. Why you think we out here risking arrest? No platform form. No platform form. Everything is foreign to them. So we won't give no ground to them. Does my unborn baby dream of barbed wire? All I see is barbed wire. All they're promising is barbed wire. All I know is barbed wire. Does my unborn baby dream of barbed wire? All they're promising is barbed wire. The future's all barbed wire. It's okay, we got wire cutters. Wire cutters.
You talk a little bit on the album about political rap and about the real underground. You're writing a book about political rap, is that right?
Yep, it's called Insurgent Rap. It's literally just like excerpts from all these rap interviews that I've done, boiling them down into like a readable book about underground rappers specifically. I mean, originally I was like trying to have like, you know, Dead Prez and Rage Against the Machine and Chuck D in it, but certain people just weren't accessible to me. And so I ended up mostly just talking with like underground rappers who I've interviewed on my podcast, and yeah, and just kind of talking about the intersection between rap and underground. Because to me, like, insurgent rap doesn't just mean, you know, you're out there fighting and engaging in struggle. It also means that like underground artists are insurgents in their own right. You know, we're fighting against the dominant culture.
It seems to me that lately, and maybe it's just because I've been on the lookout for it more, but I think there's a lot more specifically anarchist rap than there's ever been. I don't know if that's how it seems to you as well.
Absolutely. Good anarchist rap. That would be good if it wasn't anarchist. Yeah, I mean, that's one of that kind of blows my mind, actually. Like last year, I felt like, or the year before last year, I felt like I was like one of the only rappers who like really identified as an anarchist other than POS. Now there's like a whole that I know of that are English speaking, like Erta, Johnny Panic, Kid Dead, Tester Logic, Alto, Lee Reed. I don't know if you guys fuck with Lee Reed.
Oh, yeah. Lee Reed was like one of the first people who told us that he liked our podcast, actually. Yeah, we've been meaning to do an episode with him. I think he's coming out with a new album at some point.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's dope.
This is Kill Shot, ill thoughts, pox, cough, and death spots. It dropped the cock that mocked the compliant, slingshot rock that fought the Goliath like. This is insurgency. Burn the court, the cops, and the attorneys, and bougie burnishing. This is mutiny. Boost the truth to the beat for community life. This is a revolt on your regal eagles and symbols of evil. Both houses and all steeples. The control freak flop, old type of people. It. This is the dissident. Rap and hit back with the fact and statistic and truth like weaponry. Burn the effigy, burn the effing shit it representing it. This is protest, see, no bless obligation, you SOBs, and we boot the streets, the peeps, the breaches, besiege the wall to greet them, defeat them. This is tactical, battle rap that gone combat, they capital that true radical map for collapses and aftermath that's about to happen, like. This is sabotage and cause for a long pipe bomb type song, movement building, force and yielding, on the streets and field till we build to millions, man. This is disobedient, people power creature, triple feature, true teacher, you best believe it, out loosen tweets of your hi-fi speaker like. This is the front line, thought crimes is applied to they fault line, survive by any means alive with me, fight the beast with a mic devices, see.
Synthesis defiances. Slingshot rock that fought the Goliath. That full-blown riotous violence. Fuck your system, fuck your tyrants. Right? This is a vista. Full-blown revolt on your system. The sick, the tired, the victim. Resistance, the future's not too distant, no. This is a vista, full-blown revolt on your system. The sick, the tired, the victim. Resistance, the future's not too distant, no. Madam Guillotine. Swing, madam, madam, swing, madam, swing.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, are there others? Are there others I'm missing that are English speaking?
DDM, you know them, Drowning Dog and Malatesta.
Yep, you know what? It's so funny, like Drowning Dog, I need to interview them on my podcast because they were repping anarchist politics way, you know, way before.
It's a great band name as well.
Yes.
The other part of art or pop culture that you talk about in your album is that a lot of it, you know, is kind of like safe or sedate because that's basically what sells, and you face a lot of criticism and pushback from people for talking about issues and things like that. We've been talking about how, like, there's more anarchist rappers out there, but are you seeing also that people are more appreciative of people who speak truth to power, people who, you know, just say fuck you to the guys that say, oh, you know, rap should be just about twerking and, like, get this politics shit out of my music?
I mean, I listen to all that shit. I love, like, I'm doing market research. I go on the Two Dope Boys Weekly Dope once a week, listen to all the new shit, you know, fast forward past all the R&B. 10% of that shit is, like, fuck the cops, you know, Malcolm X references. Like, that shit is definitely, like, post-Black Lives Matter, post-Ferguson, post-Baltimore, even, like quote-unquote gangster rap or mainstream rap is going back to its more NWA Ice Cube roots, which were political. And so it's like,
hell yeah,
you know, that's exciting. Well, it's like your boy Bones, illegalism, you know, like, you know, this music, a lot of it comes out of the wreckage of neoliberalism from the house parties in the Bronx in the, you know, late 70s through gang culture of the 90s through, you know, people living in the, you know, the bombed out wreckage of American cities and trying to survive. American cities right now are fucked. I don't know where young people, I don't know where a 20-year-old soul would move. I don't know what the fuck I would do. I don't know. When I was young, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to hop into Greyhound and go rent a room in San Francisco for $150. You know, it's like, no, yeah, it's not like that anymore. Where's a young kid who's looking to make it in the world and looking to for an adventure? Where the fuck are they supposed to go?
Oh, maybe like moving into the forest.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we should all go to the marshlands and build our cabins or up the mountains and yeah.
I mean, I'm all about that shit right now. I mean, ever since I went to Tarnac in France and visited, like, that community, I realized, wow, you know, because that project comes out of gentrification. It comes out of, like, Paris and the movement to push people out of the cities and let people with money Disneyfy and recreate cities in an image. And so this idea of, like, you know, land projects and new ways of living, you know, reimagining, somebody's got to take the first step.
Sacred name of those who came before, strip laws for some and cops for hire for all. The war and the imagination is bending the
ask you also about May 68 and Guy Debord, is you have a reference to that, and I know you've talked a lot about the influence of the Situationists on yourself, and especially Guy Debord.
You know, when I first discovered the work of Guy Debord, or however you say, anytime I say his name to a French person, they never fucking can. They never know what I'm saying. You know, I have to be like Guy Debord, Guy Debord, and they'll be like, "What?" I'm like Guy Debord, and I'll write it down like, "Oh, Guy Debord." Like, but you know, so like right around 9/11, like right after that is like what really radicalized me. And around that time, I was like looking for like a simple solution to like why things were the way they were. And you know, like around that time was like 9/11 conspiracy theories or whatever. And I just saw like Society of the Spectacle in a bookstore and just grabbed it and read it. And like just the theory of the spectacle really spoke to me at that time as a, someone who kind of grew up through the internet. And you know, the theory is that basically like at a certain point, like right around the time when like capitalism was getting advanced and like mass media and like the TV was invented, all of a sudden all these forces combine into like this super abstract force that has a power of its own. It inverts the world and alienates everyone from each other. And all of a sudden, you know, the way we experience the world is now mediated through images, and images that are like commodified and run through this filter. So like that really spoke to me, because that this was written in the 68 in 67 or something. And the fact that they saw it, or he saw it so succinctly, what was coming. You know, if he was alive today, he'd be like, "Fuck, I told you so." One of the lines in that book is, "What's happening through media? It's destroying the English language so much that someday even letter writing will be a thing of the past." When I think about that line in relationship to like things like Snapchat or like Twitter, and like, oh wow, now I have to like put everything into 280 characters or 142 characters, and like, what does that do to our communication and how, you know, how like the medium is the message? That right there is sort of like, in many ways, like the foundation of my analysis. And, you know, you can trace much of modern anarchism, like the best modern anarchism is influenced by the Situationists, you know, their prefigurative politics about the revolution of everyday life. And this idea that, you know, the revolution is not this finished point in the end where one day we overthrow the government. You know, it's like how we live. And to me, it's also beautiful and romantic. As like a poet, I think that like that sort of romance and beauty should be present in how we experience our life. When I was reading that, it was like me and my wife, we met each other on a street. We went to Vegas, got married, fucking skipped country, went and lived in Barcelona illegally for 2 years. And I'm just sitting there on a fucking balcony, chain smoking spliffs with like a whole library of Situationist books, and just like reading it all, like trying to figure it all out. That shit is just really important, because I rag on anarcho-syndicalism a lot. I don't really have anything against it, but just like this idea, like this image of like this 1920s version of, you know, us living in factories, toiling, you know, like I don't want to, you know, live like that. I want to live. What's the point of having of talking about revolution if it's miserable? Like, I don't want that. I don't want a miserable revolution. I want my life to be worth living, and I want everyone's life to feel, you know, to have beauty in it. And like, I think that's like one of the things, you know, about the situation is that they push, like one of my favorite Guy Debord quotes is, "I have written less than most writers, but I've drank more than most alcoholics." It's like, fuck yeah. Like, that's the kind of attitude I want motherfuckers to have, you know, like not giving a fuck, you know, feeling life. You know, May 1968, imagine any of these flare-ups we've seen, but imagine like the walls are alive with poetry. Like people are spray painting these poetic phrases all over the wall that are just like these beautiful vague phrases that like you kind of don't know what they mean, but they mean everything. To me, that's like the power of poetry, and specifically the power of Guy Debord's writing, is that it's like it's poetry. And like the best poetry is written in a way that like you can look at it like 20 times and take out different meanings. And I love that. How does that shit influence this album? Like me wanting to go back and be more poetic, because I've been making really antagonistic, overt shit for the past few years. But another thing that like Guy Debord or The Situationist, one of their slogans, you know, because they come from Dada in filmmaking, was always to go beyond art. And like, I took that shit to heart. Like, when everything else in the world told me that like what I was doing was bullshit, you know, I thought I would just think of that one phrase my whole music career, pretty much. And anytime I was down in the dumps or feeling like, you know, what I'm doing is pointless or whatever, I just think of that phrase, like, go beyond art. Like, who gives a fuck if Death Cab for Cutie is triple platinum, you know, on that bullshit? Like, who gives a fuck? You're not here just to paint fucking landscape portraits. You know, you're trying to paint all seven layers of hell and what's above it. I've read so much of that shit at such a formative period in my life. It's soaked into me in such a way that, like, sometimes I'll say, like, situationist shit, and, like, I won't even know.
Speaking of Debord, recently I just picked up this Situationist International Anthology, and it's, like, 1,000 pages long or whatever. And I'm looking forward to reading it. I've read Society of the Spectacle. It was also, like, a mind-blowing experience, you know? It's like, holy shit. Eerily prophetic about the things that we see today. Do you fuck with psychogeography at all?
I mean, put it this way. We have this thing where we go on derives, but we call buddy derives, where we just let our dogs guide us around the city. My version of psychogeography is like transforming my barren backyard into like a little forest, or trying to. But like, what do you mean? What's an example of cool psychogeography to you?
When I first moved to Jakarta last summer, I mean, yeah, I had family here and cousins here, but like, I had absolutely no one else. Like, I didn't really know anyone else. So I just went on, like, I guess you call them derives or whatever. It's just like, try to discover how this like city will affect like my behavior. What's happening behind the scenes, and like, how are people living in this like sprawling metropolis? Because I don't think I've ever lived in a city quite like Jakarta. And I mean, I guess, you know, every city has its own rules or things going on in the background.
There were these projects by my house a couple of years ago. They got knocked down. You know, we did like a guerrilla garden project over there, and we like went to every door and talked to people. And I remember it feeling like all the doors were open. And there were just kids running everywhere, back and forth to people's houses. You know, to me, that's some decent psychogeography right there. Like, you know, it takes a village, and that's been replaced with like this like multi-story sterile buildings. And they put all this like yuppie fucking NGO bullshit downstairs as like that nobody wants. It's like everyone would rather just go back to how things were, where they had like grass and kids were running around everywhere. I think that was better.
I mean, I see a lot of that in Indonesia, but also in other countries. Over here, like a lot of the, we call them kampungs. It's like, I mean, I guess you could call them shanty towns, but I mean, people have been living in these areas for generations. Basically, real estate developers like buy up all this land, or like try to use the government to kick all these people out of their homes, bulldoze the shit out of them, and then build either skyscrapers or like apartment complexes that nobody can afford. And there's like really no use for them to build these things.
That shit's fucked up. Actually, I haven't really thought about that word for a minute. I think about derives a lot, but you know, I mean, that guy Asger Jorn, or however you say his name, a lot of his work was about like, how can we rebuild cities to reduce alienation? One thing I will say in closing on Guy Debord is that dude was a fucking asshole, and he didn't really live up to, I don't think he really lived up to his own values, like, for, you know, for all their critiques of Stalinism and Maoism. You know, he was real quick to basically be a dictator, and so that's definitely a flaw in his work.
The thing about being anarchist is that we can, like, appreciate all these different thinkers without being like, this guy was totally perfect and everything he did was amazing. Like, we're not, you know, worshipping Lenin or anything like that.
Yeah, no, take the best, leave the rest.
Your line on Brandy for the Damned, where you say, what's a poem but a brick if it's thrown the right way? That seems like a really Debord-esque type of line.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that one.
What's a poem but a brick if it's thrown the right way? Or a hole in the boat? Me, I come from a place by the sea.
see where my cousin he sunk. Others sunk in different ways. Opioids in the brain. Man, I've been here before. At this desk, haunted often by the news. If I'm tired, it's because I'm on a mission against submission. Who do you think you are? I'm the taker of risks. I'm feeling like it all needs to stop. Stop wasting my breath. Since the fight for civil war going on, I hold dirt in my hands. Yeah, I made it myself with the help of a million microorganisms I live with. I'm a man of the trash, not a man of the people. This is where the fuck stops, giving the fuck stops. There's a riot in my head, surrounded by the fuzz. Better call the peace police. I'm unarmed, but I'm deadly. Yeah, I'm stretched so thin, yet still not broken. Rubber man in the wind, but I ain't going nowhere or slowing to a roll. They show their hands which attempt to control. Stifle me, I will strike you down. I will strike you down. Talk all the shit you want. It ain't nothing but a word. Manifesto in my gut. I will share it with the soul. Been working on it forever. I'm still testing shit out. Go on, test me. I guarantee you'll fail. Talk is cheap, like human life to the algorithm that decides who lives or who dies, who's born rich and who dies with nothing but the shoes on their feet, which are taken for the bodies of a cold human being. Pick a side, time isn't on your side. It's out to destroy you, implore you, implore you. Stay inside where it's safe. Dig a hole in the ground. Let your boss dig your grave. Oh, they already did. And you acting like you know what it is. The sentiment ain't new to me. Got a kid on the way. Gotta be who I claim to be. That's a tall order. I'm so full of shit. Look at the world. I see fire. I see ruins. I see dead people. Busy with bullshit. I pray for them to a God that ain't even there for them. Hope they do the same. Every gesture serves a need. Even pissing me the wind is good for the trees.
And that's what's cool about this record is, like, I just have really tried to do as much research as I can on, you know, radical poetry. There's this book that I read called Visions of Poesy. It's an anthology put out by a British publisher of anarchist poetry from the 20th century. And there's so much fucking dope shit in there. Just keep going back to it. And also Roke Dalton, who was a Marxist poet who died as a guerrilla warrior, another big influence on the record. Also Kenneth Rexroth, you know, he has this poem about Colorado, and it's like he was an anarchist poet like way back in the day. And actually the same guy Ken Nabb, who translates a lot of Guy Debord shit, wrote books about Ken Rexroth. And one Ken Rexroth's quote was like talking about Colorado and the 14,000 foot mountains. He's saying there's no 14k peaks named Sacco and Vanzetti. It's like, fuck.
Did you do all the beats, or did you work with anyone else? If you want to talk about, like, how you made the beats, how you put the album together.
You know, usually when I would make beats in the past, I would make a beat and then just rap to it right there, and then just, like, make a bunch of music and then put it on a tour CD and, like, not really do anything with it, just because I always really liked I always liked collaborating and liked stuff other people did more or something. And so when I started, like, this Patreon to fund my podcast and to release music, my challenge was like, all right, now I have to make these beats really dope. I have to make these songs really dope, but still kind of carefree and experimental. And so it was like the first time in my life where, like, every month I had to focus on making, like, one song that I just thought was, like, worth it for everyone, that felt like a single. What I ended up doing for the most part is, like, I make all the beats either on, like, my iPad. I have all these synths and drum machines on iPads, and anybody who's interested in, like, production or anything, like, I can't recommend enough how much amazing cheap shit is available on iPads. And so I make a beat on an iPad. Maybe I'll grab a sample off of a record, maybe not. And then like I'm just like, you know, I have a little rig, like a guitar rig, that I run everything through. And so it's like distortion, a couple delay pedals, some reverb, SP404 sampler, which is like a really simplistic sampler, but like has a cool sound to it. And then I, you know, I would just like fuck around with that shit, make a bunch of noise, so it's like kind of improv-y and carefree, and then sort of take those like sketches and then bring them into Ableton and kind of flesh them out, and then throw on some fucking DJ Payne One drum kits, because Payne One puts out Payne One is the producer who I've been collaborating the most with over the last 5 years, and he is just a fucking incredible producer, and he makes these sample kits that he sells, and unlike other sample kits, like he has really, like, he's really meticulous about the sounds he uses and like how they're EQ'd and how loud they are. And so a lot of these tracks I would just pull in his, because he just, you know, he gave them to me. He was like, here man, have fun, you know. Before, I was constantly forced to just crank shit out all the time, whereas right. Like on this record, I was like, no, I could actually spend a whole month working on one song if I want, you know. Or I make like 10 songs and 9 of them suck and 1 of them's good, and just but, you know, being able to like kind of, you know, get lost in wall of noise, you know, love it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I like how some of the tracks are all like your vocals are distorted and it sounds kind of dystopian, and then there are other songs kind of got a catchy synth pop sound to them.
You know what's funny about that is I don't think I actually put distortion on anything. Like I dropped my mic one too many times, and the diaphragm like got broken, was like rattling around, and I didn't realize it until like I was like going to record some shit for Payne One for some shit we were working on. I sent it to him. He's like, yo man, what the fuck did you record on, dude? I'm like, this is my, you know, my Shure SM7B, really nice mic I just bought, you know. And he's like, dude, your mic is fucking fried, what the fuck. And I was like, huh, that must be why I had to put 6 compressors on all the last few songs I recorded on my album. But I thought it sounded cool, so I was like, whatever.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely distinctive. I haven't heard much rap that sounds like that, so that's cool.
Well, it was still under warranty, so I got it replaced, unfortunately, so I'll never be able to replicate that sound again. There's a pro tip, like you want vocals on Let Them Eat Sand, buy a SM7B and smash it against the wall a couple of times.
There ain't no cure, no simple fix, I'm positive. Chemical waves, I'm sure. Parasite, I gotta live. Nobody told me I'd get a trophy, yeah. Bleeding poetry, I'm a nobody, yeah. Can't stand up, can't sit down, yeah. The hands I step to you are empty, like the shit that we were raised on. Rapping for a living, if it pays, I'm there. Y'all are playing, I'm bringing the AK to them, yeah. We came for the revolution, all we got was empty fists. Punching a fallen sky, at least we got our selfies in before they registered us all to vote. What a fucking joke. We watch with dismay, our neighbors hauled away into white vans, taught to hate thy neighbor as thyself. I've said it before, it's a cold day in hell, it's a long fall. They're already cracking skulls, but go on, sign that petition. Wishful thinking fixes everything. From rising tides to AI that no longer calls itself AI and refers to us as primitive intelligence. Yeah. The society we built doesn't need our labor, only our opinions to shape. I'm a poet, often paid to mow, and usually I do it for free. To my enemies, fuck you, to my homies, peace. Peace ain't the word to play. It ain't the word to play. Shadows in the shit, shit, shit.
Shadows living in fear, fear. organic, live demonic. Don't touch it to the management unless you're ready to work for yourself. Yeah. Everything I do, I quit. Start back up again and see if I still give a shit. I do. Beware of anyone wearing a captain's hat, holding to a map. They promise to lead, I promise you this is the road to nowhere. Beware of who you stand behind. Bullets always hit folks on the sideline. Do you really wanna stand where someone know what they shot at? Not me. In the fire I was born, in the fire I became a man. Whatever that means in this century, it's not the same as the last. Don't hate them, they love the arts. Just hate the arts real people make. The best art is safe, to be hung in hotels and played in elevators. If you know where you're going, be ready to go it alone. And if you don't know where you're going, you'll never be alone. They pretend to want dialogue, I got nothing to offer but dust. They wanna pin you down, like a beetle in a glass box. Never let them catch you, not even a corpse. Pick a fight with the bank, the customer is always right. Don't be a customer. Don't be a customer. Yeah. Shallow living in fear, 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 fear. I'm born in the mountain and I'm still there. They wanna see me climb, but they don't own the air. And we don't own this shit. Yeah. Shallow living in fear, 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 fear. Born in the mountain and I'm still there. They wanna see me climb, but they don't own the air. And we don't own this shit.
Did you have some of the rhymes done already? Like, did you have an idea of what you wanted to talk about already? Or after you finished production on a song, you figured out what you wanted to write about based on, like, the mood or the atmosphere?
It always comes from the beat. I'll get, like, a basic loop going, a simple loop, and then I just let that play. And then, like, if I'm in the mood, I write. Usually I'll have a bunch of beats I'm working on or samples or something, and then one thing just, like, clicks. I came up with a flow to that instantly, and then I just like start writing, you know. And that's why it's all kind of stream of consciousness, the writing on there. It's very like, and I don't have any control over it, you know. It's like it's either happening or not. So, you know, then I write, and then I record it, like, and I try to write this beat and record it the same day. And then a couple days later I'll go in and, like, you know, go into Ableton and, you know, move some stuff around and add some samples and add some Battlestar Galactica samples. Like 20 Battlestar Galactica samples on the album. Yeah, and then, so yeah, I make the beat, rap on it, and it's usually just like what I'm geeking off of. So if it's like a book I'm reading the day before, or like some fucked up shit that happened in the streets or something.
I saw you say on Twitter the other day that you're trying to like produce for other anarchist rappers. I think that's a really cool idea. You want to talk about what you're thinking of with that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I think it came from Hamilton and being like, what is this star-spangled bullshit everyone's excited about? And so I went and like watched the whole thing. And it's like, huh, what would an anarchist rap opera be like? And like, I don't know if that's what I'm going to do, or if I'm just going to like make beats for like some obvious people who, you know, we've already discussed on this podcast. I'm not sure exactly. It's kind of like just like one of these like, put a thumbtack in that idea, and once I've like worked through the next few things that I'm like trying to get done, you know, start sending beats to people we talked about, like Kid Dead or Erda or Johnny Panic. I think it would be cool to make a record with just a bunch of anarchist rappers on it.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, especially having like done this show with Johnny Panic and Erda. They're both really cool people and really good rappers too.
Yeah, and yeah. Also they all just seem hella cool. And Erda is also a permaculturist, so.
Really? I didn't know that.
Isn't that funny? It's yeah. Like, I was like really fucking with Erda's music. And then we just started chatting, and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, like, I have a permaculture design certificate. And I'm like, what? I'm not the only anarcho-trap artist out there that loves plants. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. So I'm open to any ideas, you know, as to what that could look like. It's just really, I just like love making beats, and I would just love to hear other people rap on my beats, you know, and do something cool with it. People with good politics.
You planning on having any shows for this album, maybe in the Denver area or going out on the road?
Yeah, I'm playing an album release party this week And then I'm going on tour with my homie Paper Bark, who's like an ambient sort of experimental dude. We're just doing like a quick little 10-day run going to from Denver down to Southern Cali, up to Northern Cali, and then back through the desert. So that will be in April. And then probably from there, we'll figure it out. Maybe more East Coast or Midwest stuff either later in the spring or in the fall. And got to go to the desert for this album. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Just yeah. Get motherfuckers ready.
To start eating sand. It's what's on the menu.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. You have any shout outs or any other plugs you want to say for the people out there?
Follow me on Twitter at MickSoul. Like me on Fedbook /BigSoul. Fuck with me on Instagram, YoungSoul. Check out my podcast, tinyurl.com/soulcast. Check me out on the Channel Zero Network. Check out my website, soulone.org, soleone.org. Much respect to this project y'all are working on. It's so cool. Probably listen to every episode, and I just love like the fucking range of shit that y'all put on your show, and it somehow feels cohesive, and it's just fun to be like, oh my god, now there's like this weird anarchist metal in some foreign language. I don't even know what this is. Like, this is awesome. It's cool what y'all are doing, and as an artist, I'm just grateful that that there's people out there championing radical art. So thanks for the work y'all are doing, and look forward to meeting up someday.
Hell yeah, we really appreciate that.
No actual presence, but a thought of wish. All things given way to disappearance. It all comes back in the form of a burning cross or a smashed up television. One none ever recurred. No one has addressed your honor. All they offer, death by dishonor. Gas clouds make it rain. Catch me in the fumes, feeling all the pain. High off the fumes, but not the kind of high I wanna be. Not here to complain, I do not comply. I'm just doing my thing, with a finger to the drone. To the man behind the screen, you better know I ain't scared of shit. What happens to you once it sees the means of automated revenue streams and not even needing them? I was pretentious before, I knew what it means. Now I'm just trying to relate. If I say I'm scared or I'm not, does it make me seem humble? Cause I am not humble or afraid. I know what's behind that burning bush. Nothing but hot air, held up by an order so fragile, whiteness. It ain't supremacy, it's weakness. You call it free speech, but you need to stand behind police to say it. I sing this for the non-humans, for with whom I share the planet. Cause most of what they do, we don't recognize the songs. The moon should be concerned with the barking of dogs. I'm just staving up the moment when my madness finally comes. Catch my commodified form, spitting bars. Like how you like me now? Like how you like me now? Hold up, I'm not talking to you. I don't wanna travel, I wanna explore the corners of my mind, the corners of history, and be the mentor I never had. Knew what I needed, but then I never knew. Wishing my father had a grave so I could have a place to curse him and forgive him. Staring at the ocean, we dumped him in, ain't the same. Life is but a wave, I'm just trying to ride the tsunami till everybody moves to the mountains. You think I'm here cause I care about this place, fuck every modern city. When it all comes crumbling down, come and find me. Call me brother, I share with you my seeds. Past the point of comrades, past the point of what will I be when I grow up. I don't wanna do shit, I'll wrap my ass off and learn what I can. And laugh at the circling vultures, waiting for the meat to rot. Like us, we don't rot, we burn. Some of my homies, they burn too bright. Peace be unto them. We will keep the fire going for you. Nothing is in vain. No gesture doesn't make a ripple. No act of revenge goes without another act of revenge. Throw your phone into the sea, not literally, cause the oceans are fucked up. So the tempest, leave the moment. Exclude no one, for when the executioner shows their face. And the system is abolished, open every cage. Eat every tomato straight from the vine. Nothing lasts forever, but please don't fuck up.